Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Nekvasil says one Laker left Duluth Superior on March 26th. It didn't arrive at the Gary, Indiana port until April 7th.
That's a voyage that under normal circumstances would take 2.5 days, and what did it end up taking, 11 days, 12 days? So it's pretty brutal out there.
And it's costly. Cargo on the Great Lakes fleet is down more than half this month compared to last March. Iron ore is off 47%, coal 45%, and dry bulk cargo such as cement is down 67%. Kenny Pepper is the lieutenant commanding officer of the 140-foot Coast Guard cutter Murrell Bay. The Murrell Bay was in Duluth this week, getting its rudder repaired from ice damage.
I've never seen anything like it. I saw pressure ridges out there that were easily 12 feet high. Our job is to facilitate commerce. That's why we have these icebreakers. And the ice this year is just incredibly challenging. It's nothing like we've experienced in recent memory.
Nekvasil says he's hearing that too.
Some of these ice formations, well, they have been beyond the capabilities of the 140s, and they have strained the capabilities of the heavy icebreakers. We've had issues with breakdowns, not just on the Coast Guard cutters, but our boats too, so this has been testing everybody, and sometimes the ice is basically won.
Coast Guard convoys will continue on Lake Superior at least through the weekend, although Nekvasil says warmer weather is helping ease the situation. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.